The bakers of the new Langendorf 50th anniversary loaf present The Adventures of Red Rider. Out of the West comes America's famous fighting cowboy.
I've been scared in my life, but never like this before. If that there ain't a war dance we're witnessing, if all I can say is, thank goodness my hair come off already.
You heard those Indian war drums? Well, we all did, and if Buckskin's right, Red and his friend are in for an extra special heap of trouble in this adventure. Now, you and your friends, you're in for an extra special heap of good eating, provided there's a loaf of Langendorf 50th anniversary bread in the house. In fact, if you haven't tried this wonderfully fresh and flavorful bread, you've got a real treat in store for you.
Gee, you mean some kids haven't tried Langendorf 50th anniversary bread?
Well, probably a few anyway.
Gosh, what do they do for sandwiches?
Make them with some other kind of bread, I guess.
Wow. A jam sandwich with just any old kind of bread?
I get what you mean, son. Yes, I guess a jam sandwich does deserve some keen-tasting Langendorf 50th anniversary bread.
That goes for peanut butter sandwiches, too.
Why, sure. That swell Langendorf 50th anniversary bread flavor goes for every kind of sandwich a fella can think of. And it goes for tender, delicious breakfast toast. And for dinner. And something else about that Langendorf 50th anniversary bread flavor, it keeps so fresh you need not waste a single slice.
No wonder Mom likes it, too.
All you folks, if you want fresh-tasting bread that's really grand eating, just get a loaf of Langendorf 50th anniversary bread at your regular food store tomorrow. Drought, the worst in a generation, has struck at Tomahawk Valley. The springs are dried up, the grass burnt to a black stubble. The local bank has failed, and the stockmen of the area face utter ruin unless the skies suddenly give down their precious rain. Into this land of desolation and hopelessness ride Red Rider in answer to an urgent plea from Caroline Heath, the daughter of an old friend.
Looks pretty bad, Buckskin.
I ain't never seen nothing like it, Red. This your whole country scorched to a crisp.
Even Boulder Creek dry him up. You can just step him across it in plenty places.
Tell you, chili beans and crawlers, Red. Look, there's some cowboys that are beating up an engine.
Yeah, I see them down there on the bank of this creek. Drain up the potters.
Ho.
Hey, you buzzards. Lay off that redskin. Hasn't much chance with the six of you.
So that's the way you play around these parts. Well, I'll just take a hand in that myself.
Come on, Thunder, into that brush, boy. Come on, get in there.
Hey, he's there to go, Red. He hiked him to the tall timber.
Hold it.
Oh, Cinderman, hobo.
You're still all in one piece, Injun?
You save Lone Bear. Lone Bear, much obliged.
Oh, never mind all that. How come you got mixed up in that lopsided fracas?
That is a pretty tough-looking bunch of armies you tangled with.
Lone Bear, no understand white man's laws.
Well, what's the law got to do with this?
White brothers who beat Lone Bear work for Box Tumbling K Ranch. White brothers say Boulder Creek belong to Box Tumbling K Ranch.
Well, I begin to savvy now. You brought your sheep down here for water, and the Box Tumbling K hands tried to run you off, huh?
8 sheep, all that left of flock.
No, well, 8 sheep wouldn't hurt the old creek none.
Lone Bear, no understand ways of white brothers. They drive us from our homes in Tomahawk Valley, to put us on reservation where nothing grows but sagebrush and cactus. When the dry winds come and bake the earth, they refuse us water.
Uh-huh. Who owns this Box Tumbling K outfit?
Man named Kennedy. Lobo Kennedy, he call himself. He is possessed of a split tongue.
That mean I'm he no tell him truth.
Well, legally, he's probably within his rights. While that creek is the property of the people, and you've a perfect right to use it, if the land each side belongs to Kennedy, the law says he can keep you off it.
Lone Bear, no understand.
I'll tell you, take my tip and water your sheep after dark hereafter. Nobody will be the wiser.
That's a good idea, Red Rider.
And in the meantime, I think I'll look up this Lobo Kennedy and explain to that gent that there are moral rights as well as legal ones.
Good. I don't like to hurry you, Red, but...
Yeah, I know, Buckskin. Well, right now, I've got a date in Tomahawk City, and seeing I'm 2 days late already, I'd better be shoving off. I'll see you again, Lone Bear.
You will see Lone Bear again, White Brother. Meanwhile, may the Great Spirit ride with you wherever you go.
I didn't think you were coming, Red, so we had to make our own decision in the matter.
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Caroline, but my compadres and I were away from Painted Valley when your wire came.
Right or wrong, we're in this thing now. I guess it doesn't make much difference.
Well, what was your problem?
You've seen the country, Red. You know what it's like. There hasn't been a drop of moisture fall in 8 months.
Yeah, I can believe that. But I still don't see what they can do about it.
People are desperate, Red. They clutch at straws.
Well?
Ever hear Professor Comstock?
Oh, can't say that I have. What's his specialty?
He's a rainmaker.
Rainmaker? Now, don't tell me you people fell for that hokum.
Roosters are rat races, miss. The ratchets ain't only clutching at straws. They're reaching for things ain't even there.
Professor Comstock has a remarkable record of successes.
I see. What's it costing for his services?
His fee is $5,000.
And where's it coming from?
Well, Lobo Kennedy, who owns the biggest outfit in the valley, offered to advance the money.
That's generous of him.
Of course, we signed our deeds over to him as security. You could hardly expect him to take all the risk.
Oh. So if this Professor Comstock fails to bring rain, Kennedy falls heir to every piece of property in Tomahawk Valley, eh?
And not a bad setup for him, I'd say.
We didn't have much choice in the matter, Red.
Whose idea was it to shoot the works on this so-called rainmaker?
Well, it was Dad Matthews who first suggested it. Why?
Well, just curious. I've heard of a lot of local ideas, but this one sure takes the prize. And I think there's something in this wood pile besides wood. Where does this Kennedy hang out?
He has an office on the main street. But please don't go down there and call him a crook, Red. He's only trying to do us a favor.
Well, I won't even mention the word. What I want to talk to him about are 8 scrawny sheep that are dying for the want of water.
I'm glad you brought the matter to my attention, Ryder. While I have no great sympathy for the Injuns, they're a selfish, lazy, and shiftless lot. My rider should never kick a man when he's down. Oh, remind me to speak to my foreman tonight, will you, Matthews?
Sure, Lobo.
Thanks, Kennedy. I was sure you weren't the kind of man who'd tolerate that sort of thing.
No, everybody speaks mighty well of you around the valley.
Well, as big as he is, you'll always find Lobo Kennedy is willing to cooperate. Of course, the professor don't guarantee no rain, but his record speaks for itself. Now take the Rimrock country. It had the driest spell in years last fall, and he brought them 1 3/4 inches of rain. They sure swear by him down there.
They do, huh? Well, Sheriff Hunter of Rimrock's a personal friend of mine.
Well, wire him. He'll tell you what to think of Comstock pronto.
Well, I reckon you fellas know what you're doing.
You're going to stick around and see the professor do his stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. History's liable to be made, Tomahawk Valley, and I want to be around to see it.
So long.
That redhead's a snooping busybody. What did you want to give him that yarn about Rimrock for? He's liable to wire the sheriff down there and queer this whole deal.
I ain't as stupid as I look, Lobo. All telegrams to and from Rimrock have to go through the station agent's hands. And the station agent happens to be a friend of mine.
Well, find anything in the wood pile, Red?
Not much, I'm afraid.
Well, we did find out that Kennedy and this here fella, Dad Mathers, They're a wee bit chummy.
And why shouldn't they be? They've been neighbors for years, and now they're partners in a plan they hope will be the salvation of Tomahawk Valley. You find anything wrong in that?
No, I guess not. Not if this rainmaker's on the level.
You trust anyone, do you? What's wrong with you, Red?
Did you ever walk through a brushy trail at dusk and hear a rattler buzzing close by your feet? But to save your hide, you couldn't make him out?
I have. It sort of makes the hair crawl on the back of your neck.
That's right, and that's just the way I feel right now. There's something crooked in this deal, but I can't lay my finger on it.
Hey, here comes Little Beaver, Red. Looks like you got an answer to your telegram.
Telegram from Rimrock just come on, Red Ryder.
Thanks, son. Excuse me, Miss Heath. Well, I guess that settles that question. Here, read it.
Comstock's results here far above expectations. Rimrock has only highest praise for him. Sheriff Hunter.
Yeah, looks like we're barking up the wrong tree, Red.
You see, you can be wrong, Red.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be no necessity of your staying any longer if you're anxious to get back to Painted Valley.
Well,
Thanks for coming. It was very sweet of you. Be sure to remember me to your aunt.
Here's your hat. What's your hurry, eh, compadres?
You look like we wear them out welcome.
You know, for an old friend, Sheriff Hunter certainly was formal. He didn't even send his regards. So, that's the great Professor Comstock, rainmaker extraordinary. Boy, he's certainly arriving in town in style.
Looking like circus parade, Red Ryder.
Sure brought along an impressive array of equipment.
Mackerel to mittens. What is that stuff and all in that wagon there?
One thing looking like portable oil, Derek.
Hey, look alongside of you, Red.
Oh, hello, Lone Bear. You come to see the big show, too?
Me come to talk to White Brook.
What's on your mind?
People of Tomahawk Valley. No good to Indians. Drive Indians from their homes.
Well?
Now, white people be driven from theirs.
You mean the tribes going on the warpath?
No. Indians want to be friends with white brothers.
Don't go on if I savvy the Indian, Red, do you? What are you getting at?
I think I know. Lone Bear here is wise to the skin game that's going on.
When white man fails, when rains no come, and hope is gone for the people of Tomahawk Valley, maybe you come see Lone Bear. Lone Bear, no forget you, white brother.
Yeah, that the Indian sure talks in riddles. I don't get it yet.
This whole thing is a mess of riddles. Right now, I suggest we follow the crowd and see what sort of a trick the professor's going to pull out of his bag. You know, this show better be good, Kennedy. It took 3 days to set the stage.
Well, it won't be long now, Ryder. The professor's climbing to the top of the tower. In a few minutes, the rocket will be launched into the stratosphere.
What's supposed to happen then, Kennedy?
Well, the explosion of the rocket causes an atmospheric disturbance, which in turn causes rain.
We hope them.
Of course, there ain't no guarantee.
Yeah, we understand that.
Yeah, and that there's about the only thing we do understand.
Quiet now. He's touching off the rocket.
There she goes. Say, you think I'd better go downtown and buy an umbrella, Red?
Don't think I would just yet. You might look a little silly, Buckskin.
I've never been one to scoff at scientific advancement, but I'm sure inclined to agree with the big redhead that the folks in Tomahawk Valley have been taken for a ride. You can do that just by eating 2 slices of Dr. Penland's with each of your 3 daily meals. So for the double enjoyment of really swell eating and nutrition, get Dr. Penland's Vitamin B1 Wheat Bread. Thank you. Well, as we return to the adventures of Red Rider, we find that the cowboy's prophecies have come true. The professor's efforts have failed dismally, and the alleged rainmaker has skipped town, leaving the disappointed ranchers to vent their wrath upon his abandoned tower and other equipment.
Awful fool.
Well, I wouldn't feel too badly about it, Miss Caroline. Just wasn't in the cards.
But it was our last hope, Red. Now everything's gone. Every rancher in the valley has lost whatever equity he had in his little place.
Yeah, you mean everybody but Kennedy, miss?
They said I'm pretty now.
I still don't think he deliberately tried to cheat us. I think he was fooled just as we all were.
All right. Put the match to it, boys. Let's not leave as much as a sliver to remind us of what jumps we've been.
Oh, by the way, what was your agreement with Kennedy in case the professor did make it rain?
Well, then we had 12 months to repay the loan. We could have done it, too. But it just didn't work out that way.
That does it, boys. The last of Matthew's folly gone up in smoke.
It's more than that going up in smoke. The dreams and prayers of a lot of little people.
Yeah, you're right. The prayers of... Hey, that gives me an idea.
Well, what is the idea?
If the Indians have no taboo about holding prayer dances on the behalf of white folks.
Taboo? Do you? What's that? It sounds like a fancy French perfume.
No, Buckskin, it means Indian customs, but... Come on. I want to find Lone Bear and appeal to his generosity. Told me when the white men had failed to come to you if all hope seemed gone.
Lone Bear, you remember.
Doggone, that there sure is real good news, Lone Bear. Because the white folks are sure in a bad way. Suppose you heard it that their professor turned out to be an awful dismal failure of bringing rain, huh?
Now white people of Valley must leave in their homes and start them all over somewhere else.
Indians understand about that.
Yeah, I know you do.
Now, you wish very much to help your white friends of Tomahawk Valley.
You bet we do.
Once you prove you're a friend of Lone Bear, now Lone Bear prove he is friend to you. You bring your white brothers to our reservation before today's sun has set and tonight's moon has risen. Lone Bear be waiting for you there.
Yeah, there goes another family, Matthews. They sure didn't waste no time in getting out of the country.
I noticed that, Lobo. I noticed something else, too. Something that struck me as being sort of queer.
They're all flat broke and their ranches belong to me, so there ain't nothing to keep them here.
What struck you as being so queer?
They're all going in the same direction, all heading south. Don't that seem a little odd to you?
Yeah, it does. Where do you suppose they're going?
I don't know. Got me.
If you pass my place and pull the creek, there ain't nothing south for miles but desert and cactus.
Nothing except the Indian reservation.
Well, they wouldn't be going out there for any reason, would they?
Well, they're certainly heading in that direction.
Yeah.
There goes the Jinkway outfit, Lobo. They're going that way, too.
Hey, Jinkway! Jake, where's everybody going?
That's the Major!
Where's the Major? What are you going there for?
Guess he didn't hear you.
Say, you don't suppose them engines... My curiosity is about killing me. Let's get our horses.
Very impressive out here under the stars, Red, but I don't understand it. What does it it mean?
Well, I don't exactly know either. Lone Bear asked me to bring you people out. I guess the rest he's going to have to explain it himself.
It's some sort of ceremonial dance. We don't know what. Different tribes have different dances.
I just hope these Indians ain't putting on no war dance with us as their guest of honor. I like my scalp best right where it's at. Well, here, look at that. There comes Lone Bear now, Red. And if that there ain't war paint he's wearing, it's the next thing to it.
Good heavens, I never saw anyone who looked so hideous.
You have come, white brother.
Yes, and I've brought my friends from Tomahawk Valley.
And these are the people who believe that man had only to shoot arrow into the sky, and the sky would weep.
They were told that, and they believe, Lone Bear.
Then I ask that they believe in us, that they know we cannot fail, that they never for a moment lose their faith, falter, though we go on for hours.
That dance is
our prayer for rain, white brother.
It's almost morning, that's why.
Funny how this crowd has staggered out. I don't think a doggone soul pulled away from here.
How could they? People don't leave a cathedral in the midst of a sermon. To me, this is an experience I'll never forget.
Is it going to work? That's what I'm wondering.
Of course it's going to work. It has to work. Red.
Wait, I just caught a glimpse of Bobo Kennedy. He's slipping out of the crowd.
Oh, a drop of rain. I just felt it on my hand.
Me feel it too.
Yeah, and here she comes.
Look, you three stay here. I've got a little unfinished business to take up with that buzzard Kennedy.
Why worry about Kennedy now? It's raining, Red. Raining.
Hey, I don't know whether you know it or not, miss, but you just witnessed a doggone miracle.
Well, now, I guess that all goes to prove that with faith and a clean heart, anyone who walks the face of the earth can have almost anything. Of course, the coming of the rain has answered the rancher's problems, but Lobo Kennedy and Matthews, his sidekick, are still scot-free. And what the big red-headed cowboy will do to bring them to justice makes up the rough-and-tumble climax of this impressive western adventure. You know, when a loaf of Langendorf 50th anniversary bread pops out of the oven, all warm and fragrant and gold-encrusted, well, that's a climax, too. For right then, that bread is ready to go to your grocery store, ready for you to put on your table. And boy, is that a happy climax. Because Langendorf 50th anniversary bread is made to be good eating. Made with an unusual blend of rich wheat flours, plenty of sugar and milk, and other swell ingredients. What's the best time to enjoy this bread? Well, if you like tender, nut-like toast for breakfast, tomorrow morning's a dandy time to try Langendorf 50th anniversary bread. If you like tantalizingly fresh sandwiches, why, lunch is a good time. But don't wait. For downright delicious eating, have some Langendorf 50th anniversary bread tonight. And now for the finish of our Red Rider Western yarn. A few miles away from the Indian reservation, Lobo Kennedy and Dad Matthews are wheeling their horses in an effort to escape. But just behind them, Red's big black stallion is literally annihilating the distance between them.
Faster, Lobo! Rider's gaining on us!
You're gonna listen to what I say. Might as well listen right now as any time, Kennedy.
You shouldn't have done that, Ryder. You might have broken my neck.
I'm going to wring your neck if you don't shut up and listen. That stuff you feel on your face is rain, Kennedy. It's going to give every rancher in Tomahawk Valley another chance to get back on his feet. You know, it's kind of too bad you're going to be in jail.
Jail?
What have I done?
The sheriff of Brimrock got a confession from the station agent down there about a scheme to defraud the ranchers of their property.
Why, Matthews cooked up this whole thing. It was his idea.
Why?
I give the ranchers back the mortgages. I'll do anything, but don't send me to jail.
Sure, try and throw the blame on me, you cheap two-timer.
Oh, I'll do more than that to blame you. You old fraud, you had more to do with it than I had.
I'll see
well,
here.
Kennedy, there's more than one way of keeping a man's mouth closed.
Lazarus, drop that gun before I take it.
Are you sure it saved my life? That madman would have killed me.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he would. That's what happens when crooks fall out.
Well, from now on, believe me, I'll do anything you say. Anything.
All right, Kennedy. I'll see you in your office tomorrow morning. And you'd better have those mortgages ready or you're going to need some help to put yourself together again.
Say Kennedy and Matthews have left the valley, Red?
Pulled out bag and baggage about noon.
But what about their ranches? Surely Kennedy didn't just walk off and leave the box tumbling cave.
Yes, he did, miss. It seemed like he just suddenly lost all interest in the raising stock.
You see, Sheriff and Rimrock check him up and find him out Kennedy is wanted bad in Arizona someplace.
Yeah, then he sort of got big-hearted just at the last and deeded the ranch to Lone Bear and his tribe to use as a reservation.
I'll bet you thought of that.
Nope. Seems that rain dance got him, too. Well, compadres, we've got to be shoving off. Well,
thanks for coming, Red. I'm sorry I was such an ungrateful little brat.
Oh, don't mention it, miss. All right, Chisel.
So long, Miss Caroline.
Bye,
all right, it's home, old boy. Come on, calm that trail. Get into that dust. Come on.
Listen again next Tuesday and every Tuesday and Thursday night at this time for The Adventures of Red Rider. Now here's Red back to work, you youngsters.
Oh, boy. Easy thunder now. Stand, fella. Evening, compadres. Well, I reckon the way the Indians prayed for rain in tonight's story seemed a lot different from the way most of us say our prayers. But you know, in this country of ours, a man has always had the right to worship in his own way. And that's how we want to keep it now, isn't it? Sure is. We want to respect the other fellow's religion, no matter how different it seems to be from our own. Because, you know, that's one of the rules of fair play that make America the great place that it is. And every one of you boys and girls can help to keep it that way. And now, before I say adios for tonight, I want to give you a tip on good eating. You know, when it's time for chow at your house, you want to be sure there's a loaf of Langendorf 50th anniversary bread on your table. That's for everybody who likes real, fresh flavor. And lots of it in their bread. Yes, sir, Langendorf 50th anniversary bread. Well, now I'll be pushing along. All right, boy. Roll, Hunter!
Part of Red Rider is played by Brooke Temple. And now, till Tuesday evening, this is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for the bakers of Langendorf Bread. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System, KHJ and KHJFM, Los Angeles.